When you decide to go beyond the teabag and get into what tea's about, it's one big adventure. Even after a couple of thousand years of brewing by a chunk of the world, there are still new things to discover. The experts, like tea merchant Bill Waddington, keep going to the sources, and they keep coming back with new revelations. Well, Bill's here with his brew cups, which is always a promising sign. Bill, good to have you back.
It's great to be back, Lynn. Thanks.
So where have you been, and is there a new revelation for you?
I've been in Western China, which doesn't get many visitors, especially tea merchants, even though they've been making tea there for about 2,000 years. And one thing I discovered when I was there was that I have led you astray, Lynn, over the last couple of years. I've always told you there's five categories of tea: black, oolong, green, white, and pu'er. And pu'er is that real earthy tea. I was wrong, Lynn, and I just learned it over the last few years.
Wait a minute. It's not just that you've been leading me astray. I mean, this is what most books tell you are the categories of tea.
Absolutely, and they're wrong. There are five categories of tea: black, oolong, green, white, and not pu'er. The fifth category of tea is something called dark tea, and I just stumbled across it about 4 or 5 years ago in Western China while looking for strange teas, and boy, did I find an unusual tea.
What is dark tea?
Dark tea, the Chinese name is hei cha, it's literally dark tea, is any tea that goes through a secondary fermentation process, sometimes called a post-production process. In other words, they make a tea,
right?
Typically a basic green tea, and then they go through a secondary manufacturing process.
All right. You're going to have to walk me through this now.
Okay.
Okay. Green tea is made how?
Green tea is made through a little bit of withering, a little bit of drying, and a little bit of shaping of the leaf, and that's about it.
So there's no fermentation. It's just dried, and then it's sort of heated?
Yeah. It's fired at the end to kill any enzymes in the plant so the leaf doesn't break down.
Okay. And then what happens to make it dark tea?
Then they'll take that tea and they'll put it through a secondary fermentation process. A slight fermentation occurs in the beginning, but they'll go through a post-production fermentation process. Two interesting things happen during this secondary process. Number one, a microorganism, naturally comes into the tea leaves during this secondary post-production process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a probiotic product. And also, aging is involved, so it's done over a period of time. So you have this microorganism working on the tea leaf,
mm-hmm.
and then over a period of time, from a matter of a couple months to the matter of years sometimes, and it changes the very nature and chemistry of the leaf and the liquor itself. It's pretty astounding. And I should mention, pu'er is a subcategory of dark tea. But what I discovered in my recent journeys is the world of dark tea is much, much larger than just pu'er. There's all these other dark teas that are in China and almost all made in Western China that the West, Europe, the Americas, have never seen before. And there's two or three gigantic mountain ranges and 2,000 miles between where these teas come from and the seacoasts where Europeans and Americans have always bought their teas from. So they've made these teas forever, but they always shipped them west to Tibet, Mongolia, Eastern Russia. They've been around forever, but it's a long way to get these teas to the seacoast, so they always shipped them the other direction. And Americans and Europeans just know the teas from the coastal regions.
So are they very rare?
These were originally produced by the government 1,400 years ago, and they're an everyman tea. They wanted the common people of China to have a really nice tea. So these are not expensive teas, which I love. And they're definitely geared toward everyday consumption. But they're wonderful flavors.
This is fascinating. So I gather what you've brought here today is some examples.
Absolutely. I brought a couple of dark teas that are kind of unique, but also very representative of the category.
Okay, and so what have I got here?
The first one is a basic dark tea, and it would simply be called hei cha. And this is what you're drinking right here.
All right, so you've got a cube. It's about an inch by an inch by an inch.
Yep. It's a compressed tea. Dark teas are often compressed teas.
Okay, so it is not so loose.
They can
It doesn't
be.
Have a lot of aroma in the cube form, but now you've given me a cup of this, and it's pale amber, very pale,
mm-hmm.
clear. Mm. It tastes very fragile. It tastes a little bit earthy, but it's very subtle.
Okay.
Really subtle. Now, you said probiotic. Is
mm-hmm.
there a health aspect to the tea?
Well, there is a living organism in there.
I could drink this all day.
That's what I love about it. That is a great all-day drinking tea. And you can see the first steeping of that little cube of tea, It barely broke apart the tea leaves. You can re-steep this tea literally 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Just re-steep the same leaves.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, yeah, there are a couple microorganisms that are common in dark tea. If you have any biochemists in the audience, they are Eurotium cristatum and Aspergillus, both that have been thoroughly studied, and they're absolutely safe, and some people say they have health-giving properties.
Okay.
The second dark tea I wanted to give you, though, I'm going to let it steep here for just a little bit.
Okay.
I buy almost all my dark tea from one family, a very small company in Hunan province of China, a man and a woman. And the woman, Mrs. Zhang, who is a world-class tea botanist, amazingly, she sent me a sample of a tea about 2 or 3 years ago, and it was a little compressed piece of tea. And what she had done was blend a couple rose petals into the tea. And when I ordered, this is what came to me. Instead of a little cube of dark tea, they had made it into
a heart. This is a compressed little heart.
And when I Skyped her back and I said, Mrs. Zhang, what is this tea? This is not what I sampled. And she goes, oh, Bill, American women would love this so much. Same tea, same tea. So it's dark tea and rose petals. And before you even taste it, I'm going to ask you just to check out the aroma. Just lift up the lid of the cupping set.
Oh, my. Now, this smells has a slight, whew, it does have the scent of a rose petal.
My daughter and I drink this almost every morning for our morning tea for the last few years.
This is really a beautiful tea. Bill, thank you.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
Tea Authority Bill Waddington has created the Tea Source Shops in Minnesota. For more information on dark teas, go to the website splendidtable.org.